It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today to talk to AttachMe. I'm here with Chris Lal, who's the product manager, and with Chin Vu, who is the test lead. And we're going to talk about what you guys were thinking about getting started with Windows 7 compatibility and why you guys were first out of the gate with that and with Windows Vista. So what were you guys thinking? What are you guys up to?
Oh, were we crazy?
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
No, really, the Windows platform is extremely important for enterprise customers. As we know, the Windows platform, Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows XP, pretty much ubiquitous in enterprises, and that's where our software runs, and therefore, if our customers demand it, and it's important to them, then it's also important to us.
So how about the logo itself? Do your customers look for that when they come buying software? Does that give you a competitive advantage with your competitors?
Absolutely, and one thing I noticed is that pretty frequently we get RFPs or requests for quotes, those types of things from our customers, and they are telling us in those that Windows Vista, Windows XP, Windows 7 certification is very important to them. And it's a checklist criteria that absolutely has to be there in order for them to consider us as a solution for their desktops.
Okay. Chin, what was it like doing the testing? Now, you did Windows XP testing, you did Windows Vista testing, you did Windows 7. How is Windows 7 different from the other ones?
Oh, it's a lot easier because of the toolkit. We starting out using the alpha a couple months back and moving on to the beta when it was ready late May. And as soon as it's available, I downloaded and we run the test, and it's pretty easy compared to Vista and XP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Vista, you have to spend days, if not weeks, to get the test done. With the toolkit, with the automated, just few command line, you know, spit out the result with that XML file, submit, and you're done.
So you did the test. What was that like? What were the steps that you had to do? You said a couple of command lines.
Yeah, just, you know, using a command line. Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to using administrator right to bring it up the command line, and just about four or five command line that you have to run. You know. Before you install, after you install, and after you run the couple of functionality, and then before you uninstall, after uninstall, and then, you know, there's a last command line which spit out the result files that list all the pass and fail criteria, pass and fail tests, and that's it. And from there on, you can submit online with Winco website, and then you get the logo download, and you can use the logo.
How fast can you use it?
How fast is a test, or how fast can you use it? From start to finish, you can get it done. If everything passed and everything, you can get it done in a couple hours.
Okay.
And that's how fast you can get one product done.
Okay.
And we're planning to use the logo very soon. We've already downloaded it, and you'll see it in some of our marketing activities coming up very soon here, including a press release and that type of thing.
So what are your next steps with Windows 7?
Well, we've got the product certified, so we know we're going to be doing quite a bit of marketing around it to our customer base. We'll also be marketing internally, so we'll be getting the word out via email sales bulletins that we do with our field sales force, which are all over the world. And then we'll also be doing, like I said, a whole bunch of marketing things. So we'll be using logo on our website. You'll begin to see, you know, updates on our website, internal website, external website, and just a whole bunch of other marketing activities related to Windows 7.
Cool. Anything else you want to add?
I want to add about the requirement that at the time that we run the test, we didn't have the release version, obviously. We only have Windows Vista. Windows 7 RC.
Mm-hmm.
You have to run it in 64-bit platform. And the nice thing about this test is you can run it using a virtual platform. So
yes.
At AttachMe, we have VMware. you know, we're using that. So you don't have to have a physical machine to run this test.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jim, Chris, thanks very much. We'll see you.